The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You're listening to Fresh FM. I'm Matt and I'm joined on the line by Brett. He's down at State Cinemas. That means it's time for At The Flicks. We're catching up with what is happening at Nelson's independent cinema, the one with the big screens, the huge sound in Trafalgar Street, Nelson. Hi, Brett.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy day of movie Tetris to join us to talk about what's happening.
I know, I'm always lost if I don't get to talk to you at least once a week, Matt, so it's good for me, you know?
Hey, yes, same. I get to unload all my deep psychological trauma.
That's right, we just cry afterwards, talk about our feelings, it's beautiful.
It is. Enough of that. What's happening down at State Cinemas?
Oh, yeah, no, we have a nice, lovely week for you guys, and I'll start off, too, with saying the British Film Festival has been doing fabulous. And you've still got up until Wednesday to catch the films. And I think everything's still kind of got like at least one more run in the tank.
Nice.
So if you've been dragging your feet on watching some of these movies, you've still got a small window left to get in there and check them out.
All right. You don't have to cry when you miss out, much like Brett and I. No.
Much like us after this phone call, yeah.
No. So there's time to get in. What's the easiest way to find out about it and to book your tickets, Brett?
Well, what you can do is go to statecinemas.co.nz, and there's a lovely little button across the top of the website that says BIFF, which stands for British and Irish Film Festival. You can just click on that, see everything we have screening for it, book your movies there. Or if the internet and computers are the worst, you hate them, you don't want anything to do with it, you can just come on in and see my lovely staff and book it right over the counter.
Ah, brilliant, brilliant. Now, how is the state of film festivals? Are they a sort of a step up from normal patronage, or you know, do things sort of carry on as normal? Is there a bit of a buzz?
I love the festivals. There is always like an extra excitement in the building. So I always love the kind of festival season. So I'm kind of bummed that this is sort of the last one of the year. And then, you know, I think around, I don't know, what, June-ish or something of next year,
yep,
it all starts up again and then it's chaos for like 6 months.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love festival season. It's always a lot of fun. And you always get to catch stuff well ahead of schedule or stuff you just won't really get to see.
Yeah,
they're always well curated and really unique, so I love it.
Yeah, and the punters do seem to have a bit of an extra buzz. It's always interesting going to film festival things because it's, I guess people recognize the fact that, oh, this is something a little bit different.
Maybe. That's right. I think especially nowadays, there's a lot of, I think, the Hollywood output that is, I think, kind of predictable and sort of, I think people are wearing thin with it. So when the festivals come in, you're just getting all sorts of stuff that's sort of unconventional and more, I think, engaging to watch, especially for our crowd that's like the movie enthusiast. When you've seen it all, you kind of want something different. So we're happy to cater to that crowd.
Absolutely. And look, I've seen some fantastic films down at State Cinemas as parts of film festivals, things that you just probably, if it wasn't in the festival, I think I would have overlooked them and sort of gone, yeah, that doesn't look like me. But because it's a festival,
And a lot of them, like, they don't just, like, end up on streaming afterwards. So it really is, like, these are kind of these beautiful little things where you can catch this movie once or twice, and then it kind of becomes hard to find them, like, until years down the pike. So they're really something special.
Yeah. They're not going to be down at your local video store anytime soon.
That's right. You can't go to United Video and pick them up.
Wow. Blast from the past there. Okay, so you've still got a bit of time to check out the British and Irish Film Festival. Head to the BIFF section of the website or go on down and see the friendly staff, as Brett is encouraging. Okay, so if we then head over to the more sort of mainstream releases, what have you got lined up for us this week, Brett?
Yeah, I'll start off with, I think, the big one, which, okay. So it technically starts November 20th, but on November 19th, the day before its official release day, we are screening Wicked for Good, which is part two to the kind of big box office smash hit of Wicked that came out not last year, but the year before. So it's the conclusion to it. And if you're unfamiliar with Wicked, it's basically Wizard of Oz flipped on its head, all kind of done from the perspective of the Glinda the Good Witch and the Wicked Witch of the West. And it's a musical, so it's really kind of clever what they did. They sort of reframed the movie as maybe the wizard that was the good guy of the Wizard of Oz, maybe he's not so good. Maybe there's a lot of things going on behind the background, and maybe the Wicked Witch of the West wasn't bad. But you don't know, you got to watch it and find out.
Hey, now this has been around as a musical for a while, which I didn't realize quite how long it was till I saw a stand-up comedian talking about it, and somebody from the audience yelled out, "No spoilers." And he was like, "What? This thing has been around forever."
It has. It was a book first, then it went to Broadway, and now it's on the big screen. But it's been around for like a minute.
Yeah. Okay.
At least 20 years, something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so, and who's the big stars in this one? I think it's got some big names.
I think Ariana Grande is probably like the real big notable one, and which is, it's a musical, so she's kind of got like one of the biggest, best voices out there, as well as Cynthia Erivo, who she's now sort of translating to big screen, but she was like a big deal in Broadway, like has an incredible voice. And it's got my boy Jeff Goldblum, who's just cool and everything.
He is. He's so weird. I love him.
He's a weird man, but he's great in this.
Okay, so Wicked for Good. This is a sneak preview before the official release.
That's right. And if you haven't actually, if you've somehow been, you know, living under a rock and haven't seen the first part of it, Wicked, we are actually running it all week. We're screening it once a day, all this week, to kind of give you a primer if you kind of, you know, forgot some of what happened in it. And then the night before at 6 p.m., you can watch Wicked for Good. And then actually from the 20th onwards, we already have ticket sales up if you just want to watch it for its normal release.
Yeah.
But the night before is kind of the special one, especially because we're in New Zealand, so you're kind of catching it like way ahead of the rest of the world. So it's really cool because, you know, those old funny time zones.
Oh, that's true. All right. Wicked for Good, which seems like a strange juxtaposition. But anyway, Wicked for Good.
That's it. Mm. And I have seen the Broadway musical. So it is you're in for a treat if it's following the same kind of pattern there. It's it's real. They got a clever little movie here.
Nice.
For it being, you know, Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. True. The movie that I still haven't seen. Maybe I need to go right back, catch Wizard of Oz, then go to your screenings of Wicked next week, one day, and then go to Wicked for Good.
I'm telling you, it's a trip. Like, even though, like, you don't think much of Wizard of Oz, but if you watch it all, you're like, there's something there. It's clever. Yeah.
I've watched it synced up with Pink Floyd, I think, actually, from memory.
Was the Dark Side of the Moon sort of thing?
Yeah, this weird thing. You're meant to sync them up and watch them, and I don't know. Anyway, that's right. That's a strange memory from my past. Yes. All right. So, other than one of the biggest musicals to hit Broadway in a while, it's become a worldwide sensation. What else have you got lined up?
Yeah, so we'll pop on to kind of our normal releases here. We'll start off with The Running Man. and I think everyone's a little bit familiar with The Running Man. It was a kind of an Arnold Schwarzenegger action flick from like the 80s.
Yeah.
And so like everything good from the 80s, we got to bring it back to 2025. But what I like about this one is that it's going off of more of the book. So it was a Stephen King novel back in 1982. And the 80s movie didn't really, you know, it used the premise as a vehicle for Arnie to smash things. This one, so there's more nuance to the book, and this one's trying to shine a light on that.
Good.
And it is kind of a topical thing, sort of. So the movie's sort of set in like a near future sort of dystopian thing where capitalism has ran rampant and the rich are the rich and the poor are the poor. And we follow a guy named Ben Richards who's financially strapped for cash, his daughter's sick, and the only way he can save her is he needs to get a lot of money. So he enters into this TV show where basically if he can survive 30 days while being hunted down by like professional assassins, he'll win, you know, the amount of money he needs to get out of his rut. I guess it's sort of topical because of, you know, the whole polarizing capitalism 1% yada, you know, that whole shtick going on. So it's sort of a bleak look at to what life could be. You know, we could be killing each other on TV for money.
Wow. Yeah, well, yes. I'm very, very happy to hear you're referencing that it's trying to be a bit closer to the novel, because when I saw that there was a remake of the Arnie movie, I did go, oh, really? But yes, I agree that it did vary from the book and missed some nuances you may have mentioned. So I'm kind of happy about that. So,
and even I'll sweeten the pot. The director for this is Edgar Wright, which he's sort of like, if you've seen Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, Baby Driver, At World's End. It's he's a very, very good director. He did Scott Pilgrim, so that's another adaptation he did. But he's really good at, like, he's a nerd for the book or the source content first. Cool. So I trust that he's going to really bring this to life. And he's a really, really good director, and he's really good at meshing humor into things. So there'll be laughs, action, drama, all that good stuff in this.
Okay, cool. And the other one was obviously, as you mentioned, a strong vehicle for Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Are there any names of note in this one?
Yeah, they've got some really good names. They got Glenn Powell, he's going to be the lead, our Ben Richards.
Yep.
But they got Josh Brolin, who's awesome at everything. Michael Cera, who's always quirky and plays the same thing and everything, but he does it well. William H. Macy, Coleman Domingo. It's got a really good cast, really good director. It's a Stephen King book, so he don't miss. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, cool. The Running Man. When can we catch it? What rating is on it? You've swayed me. Well done.
Yes, let's go. It is an R16 for a bit of violence, cruelty, and offensive language, and you can catch it 4 times a day.
Excellent. Okay, that is The Running Man on at State Cinemas. If you've just joined us, I'm Matt from Fresh FM. I'm talking to Brett from State Cinemas. We're catching up with what's happening down at Nelson's Independent Cinema, where there's heaps of screens, heaps of sound, lots of ice creams. Okay, so where do you want to take us next, Brett?
Next I'll take you to a fun little movie. It's the third in a series of films called Now You See Me, and this one's called Now You See Me, Now You Don't. And if you're unfamiliar with these movies, picture Ocean's 11, but with magicians.
Nice.
This follows the other two movies followed these four magicians known as the Four Horsemen, that are these sort of like astounding illusionists, the best magicians in the world. And what they do with their magicianing shenanigans is they tend to target these like mean, rich criminal groups and pull these big heists on them to sort of make them look bad and make them go debunk. And then we're doing the same thing on this one, except this time it's with like a diamond, a blood diamond that this big rich company's using to funnel money.
Okay.
And so these guys, they got to get the band back together and a couple of new illusionists to go in there and steal the diamond to take down this big crime syndicate.
Okay. It's got a pretty huge cast.
It does. It's got Jesse Eisenberg, Mark Ruffalo, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franklin, Isla Fisher, and then some newer guys that I think are going to be really good, especially Justice Smith. I've seen him in a few things, smaller movies, and he's really good. So he's getting a chance in a big budget Hollywood thing now.
Cool. All right. So, it's movies I know of the series, but somehow I was confusing this with some dude who pretended he was a pilot or something. So I don't know how I've got the franchise confused with that one.
Very different, this one, yeah. What I can say, I've seen the first one. It's just fun. It's a fun movie. It's not like going to break your brain, but there is like good little plot twists and everything. Nice. But I mean, what's cooler than magicians taking down rich people by stealing their stuff? It's
cool. Oh yeah. What do I have under here? I have all your money. Haha. Goodbye.
That's right. Bada bing, bada boom. That's cool.
Okay. So when can we catch Now You See Me, Now You Don't? What rating is it? And how often are you screening it?
Yep. It's an M for mature, so anyone can go. But there is some violence, offensive language, sexual references, and content that may disturb. And you can catch this 3 to 4 times a day.
Okay. And when is it kicking off?
It starts Thursday. When you're listening to this, immediately finish this and drive straight to us and come and watch it.
As you do. All right. Lots of good stuff happening down at State Cinemas. This is, once again, At the Flicks. We've covered a few different movies so far, plus the British and Irish Film Festival. Anything else you want to be informing us about, my good friend Brett down at State Cinemas?
Yes, I've got 3 more to go, but I won't talk your ear off on these. So I got, I love talking about these. We're going over to India. I got a Bollywood movie for you this week.
Good stuff.
It's a film called Kanta, and it's in Tamil language. And this one's kind of cool, because usually when I talk about these, they're just like these ridiculous action set-piece movies. And this one's a little bit of a more drama in series. It's set in the 1950s, and it's all kind of about the movie studio scene, the kind of behind the scenes of how movies are made. And this one stars a legendary director named Tamil Aya, and he has a bit of a strained relationship with his lead star TK Mahadevan. And so to remedy that, he kind of gets a new film actress, a lady, to try to get in there and take his place. But especially in the 1950s, having a female focused driven movie being made was kind of, taboo.
Mm.
So I guess it's exploring that topic of, kind of taking down a big cocky, arrogant man to try to put in a woman in a time when that wasn't that acceptable. But it is still got that Bollywood flavor because there's still action in this. Like, if you watch the trailer, about 10 people get strangled with ropes. Like, it seems like every other scene, someone's just getting choked out with a rope.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That looks fun.
Oh, yeah. All right. Mustache is of note.
Oh, look at that poster. He's got that, like, one of those cool 1950s, like, pencil thin mustaches.
Yeah.
So, like, he's got money and he's smoking a cigar.
That's right. It's not cool, man. Not cool. What I was expecting to see on a poster like this, though.
Yeah. And I'm a sucker for, like, old-timey, like, sort of that Hollywood movie studio scene.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
It's, like, super fascinating because they were all, like, so dodgy and corrupt. So it's kind of almost gangster stuff going on.
Yeah. All right. So, Kantha? Is that it?
I think so. That sounds good. Yeah.
We'll run with that. Once again, in the Tamil language.
Yep. And as of this recording, I don't quite know the rating yet. I'm going to guess it's probably going to be around an R13 to an R16, though. But by the time this goes on to air, it will have the rating available online. But this one you can only catch Sunday, November 16th at 8:15 p.m. So we're only getting one screening of this one.
Okay. Do not miss out. Looks like it could be a styly little piece with a bit of the old biffo.
Yeah, that's right, with cool mustaches.
All right. Check out the website for Kantha, that is statecinemas.co.nz, if you want to know more. Okay, we've got your Indian cinema out of the road. Well, not out of the road, but it sounds terrible. But where do you want to take us next?
Yeah, next I'll take you down to the Pseudo Theater, actually, because our Exhibition on Screen series is kicking off again. It's usually every year there's about 3 to 4 documentaries that explore different artists. We're kicking it off this Sunday with Caravaggio, which his name is really long, but he usually just goes by Caravaggio. His name is Michelangelo Merce de Caravaggio,
Ooh.
But he's just sort of known as Caravaggio. But he's an interesting guy. He's got really notable art, but his life story is more interesting. He, like, started in Rome, killed a dude and had to flee the country and had people chasing him, and then he sort of died under mysterious circumstances.
Mm.
So his life is almost just as interesting as his art. But if you want to know how they think he died and learn more about his art and the whole madman that the Caravaggio is, you'll have to watch this documentary, which is the most extensive one that's ever been made. It took 5 years to make.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Crazy stuff. Now, that's down, did you say, at the Pseudo?
That's right. So these Exhibition on Screen series, since they're art-related, we tend to run them down at the Pseudo Theater. And you can catch this one on Sunday at 2 p.m. or Wednesday at 11 a.m. And if you want to book it, just go to our website and hit the little art films button across the top, or you can show up about a half an hour before the screening and someone will be down there to sell you a ticket.
Nice. Okay. And it's great that these are happening in the Pseudo. I've got a bit of a soft spot for the theatre there. And if you haven't been to the Pseudo for like 20 years, you'll be in for a surprise. It's plush. It's comfy. Mm.
Yeah, it's good and perfect for this kind of film. I mean, it's an art documentary in an art museum. It's kind of perfect, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Caravaggio. Check out the State Cinema's website. Go to Art Films for more details. All right, what's up next?
All right, one last thing to talk to you about, and it's another thing we're just screening for one night only, but the story of this film's kind of, it's interesting. So it's a film that was shot in Auckland, and it's just these five guys that got together and just made this off their own back, and they're trying to distribute this movie on their own. So it's not going through any of your big, Mad Men, Sony's or anything. Just these guys got in contact with us, and they're like, hey, can you run this film for us? So we're going to run it for one night for them.
Good.
And it's a film called The Tavern, and it's definitely like, it's like a throwback to like those like late 90s, early 2000s kind of raunchy comedies.
Okay.
It gives me very much like American Pie kind of humor. So if you want to kind of throwback comedy, this will be for you. But the general plot is these five guys are in a little town in Auckland, and their favorite pub, their old tavern, is going to go under unless they can raise X amount of money. So it's sort of that typical Disney movie plot of like, oh, if we do this, we can save the whatever, the dog shelter. It's that with a pub with just five dirty dudes. doing debaucherous, evil shenanigans to try to get money together to save their favorite pub.
Okay, a slice of New Zealand life, maybe.
It is. It looks, it's like American Pie meets just Kiwi ass. You know, it's super New Zealand, but it looks very raunchy. So I will say it's definitely got its R16 for a reason. But if you like those old kind of throwback dirty comedies, this will be a fun one to check out.
Okay, and it's a single screening, right? Once only.
That's right. So the film's called The Tavern, which you can learn more about it at thetavernmovie.com, because these guys are really hustling and trying to get it out there, which I appreciate and think it's really cool. But we're going to run a screening for them on Wednesday the 19th at 6:20 p.m.
Cool. Get down there and support this one. A bit of independent cinema at an independent cinema.
That's right. That's why we had to do it. You know, independent boys trying to make it go. Let's give them a shot and see what can happen with this.
Yeah. Small town developers. I know. Small town drinkers fighting big city problems. That's a great tagline.
You know, it's kind of got that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia vibes, where it's like the main characters are just, they're losers. They're sure doing stupid things. But it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. You've seen a bunch of dummies do a bunch of dumb things to save their bar. Looks fun.
Okay. All right. It's called Friday Night in Nelson.
Yeah. Think of that.
No. Hang on. I'm not going to go there. I'll leave my friends out of this. Okay. The Tavern looks interesting. Check out the State Cinema's website. Watch the trailer there. Get down and support this. Sounds like it could be quite a bit of fun. Brett's giving it some pretty high praise already. So if you think it's a clanger, you know who to talk to.
That's right. Hey, I'm always happy to support just like some dudes trying to make a movie, because it's so hard and they're outside of the studio system. So good on these guys. I think it's worth supporting that kind of filmmaking.
Yeah, 100%, Brett. I am there with you all the way. I think it would be worth checking out. So again, the website, statecinemas.co.nz. This is At The Flicks. I'm Matt, catching up with Brett, who is down at State Cinemas. He's the man who, he wrangles films onto screens. There's a lot of screens, but even more films. So
I wrangle popcorn. I wrangle movies. You know, I'm a wrangler here. You know,
There you go. All right, you heard it here first, Brett. Anything you'd like to add before we do wrap up this edition of At The Flicks?
No, I think I talked to you about roughly a million movies, and that's not even considering the stuff we still just have running, which I watched Happy End last week. Google it and look it up. Please watch it. Really beautiful movie. Favorite movie I've watched this year.
Wow.
So look up Happy End.
Yep.
I'm not going to talk your ears off, but that's my Brett's pick of the week. Check that one out.
Wicked. All right. Hey, Brett, thank you so much for that. Thanks for the recommendation at the end there. I hope you have a good week, and we will catch you the same time next week for another At The Flicks.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt, and I'll see you guys down here. Cheers.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.